On this TGIF, we get a second day in a row that's mainly dry and really quite pleasant. Temperatures inland dropping to near 70 early this morning. That's a bargain this time of year, and especially compared to the last couple of weeks. The dew points are a little lower, so the humidity is a little lower, but especially those dew points. Remember, that's the best measure of just how much moisture is in our atmosphere. And we've seen those dip just a bit over the last 24 hours. So that's really nice, and it continues today. So we stay mainly dry. Now, temperatures still reach the mid-90s, but again, with the dew points not all that bad, the feel-like temperatures are essentially the same or just a little bit higher than the air temperature. So we got that going for us today. We'll drop into the 70s tonight and realize there will be offshore winds for a good part of the day, so that 90-plus degree heat does make it all the way to the beaches. And then this weekend, we gradually see an increase in that humidity. So tomorrow, at least widely scattered, late day and evening showers and thunderstorms, 30, maybe 40% of the area getting rain. So it still will be pretty hit and miss, but locally heavy. Keep an eye to the sky, and again, respect that lightning. Now, that coverage will go up Sunday. More than half the area likely to get rain Sunday afternoon and evening. That's a day you're especially going to want to keep an eye on the sky. And when you're at the beaches and these showers and storms are moving in from the west or northwest, and you're sitting there kind of looking out over the ocean, make sure you look over your shoulder every once in a while to make sure that the clouds aren't getting dark and building and that lightning isn't getting real close. And then you need to seek shelter, of course. As temperatures still top out in the mid-90s over the weekend, but feel like temperatures will go up with the higher humidity in the range of 102 to 107 or so. And then we'll continue with this wetter pattern into the early part of next week. More typical, of course, at this time of year, the wet season. Afternoon and evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday, with temperatures topping out in the low to mid-90s each day. But we have made some inroads on our drought monitor map, which was looking pretty bad 2 weeks ago. We've seen some good rains in several spots. This still could use some rain. Retention ponds are low in a lot of places, but we've made some improvements. And while it's dry, it was dry yesterday, will be again today, we start to see that rain chance again going up and the coverage being better as we go deeper through the weekend and then right on into a good part of next week. It is red snapper season today. We talked about this yesterday on 104.5 WOKV. One day, that's all you get on the East Coast anyway. And so fishermen are heading out right now, and it'll be a hot day as you'd expect, but seas not too bad, averaging about 2 to 3 feet. You get out there far enough, there may be a 4-footer, but that's not expected to be common. Despite a disturbance east of Florida, it's not very strong, so it's not really agitating the water a whole lot. Water temperatures are in the mid to upper 80s, plenty warm, maybe a little too warm, but warm. And the air temperatures will be around 90. So sunscreen, sunglasses, lots of water out there on the boat and on the water. And as you're coming back to shore late in the afternoon or early evening, if you stay out there all day, the weather conditions still look pretty nice over land. There won't be many, if any, showers and thunderstorms to contend with, at least from St. Augustine north. If you're going further south, you run into the risk of more shower and thunderstorm activity from, say, Palm Coast southward, especially from about Daytona Beach southward. The beaches this weekend look okay. It's just that you got to keep your head on a swivel a little bit. Look over your shoulder every once in a while for those potentially building storms to the west that'll be headed toward the coast. Widely scattered late Saturday, but more widespread Sunday afternoon. Water temperatures hovering still in the mid to upper 80s, quite warm. Air temperature will be around 90 degrees and offshore wind for a good part of the day. Surf will only average 1 to 2 feet, so a low rip current risk. But remember, there can be rip currents at any time. Always swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as you can. And also of a historical weather note, yesterday the record high temperature, 104 degrees on July 11th in 1879. And despite what John Bachman says, I was not here then. But in any case, that 104 is the hottest temperature ever measured in Jacksonville. It also was repeated in 1872 it was, on July 28th, so a couple weeks later, but in 1872. Records for Jacksonville, official records, go back to 1871. So 104, the hottest temperature on record. We haven't been anywhere close to that yet. Oh, we hit 100 once this year, but haven't gotten above 100 degrees in quite a few years, actually. And let's hope we don't hit that 104. Huh? If you think back to the late 1800s, there wouldn't have been air conditioning, so that would have been pretty miserable. It goes just to show you, always could be worse, right? Tropics, real quick, not a whole lot there, so could always be worse as well. Looks good. We have the little disturbance east of Florida headed into the Carolinas today and tonight. Conditions just aren't all that favorable. There's a fair amount of shear. Doesn't look like this can develop into anything, but it is helping to deliver that somewhat drier air into our area and sinking air. I think Rich liked the word subsidence yesterday in the discussion. So when the air is sinking, it's not as conducive to producing showers and thunderstorms. As that area of low pressure moves away over the weekend, that's when we start to see an increase on the showers and storms. Now, on the north and east side of that disturbance, it is wetter and stormier, and so parts parts of the Carolinas will be stormy today and tonight. So if you're headed up I-95, that's something to be aware of and consider. But otherwise, we're in good shape across the Atlantic Basin, the Atlantic, the Caribbean, Gulf of Mexico. Nothing cooking at the moment. More, of course, always in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe Friday and weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.